This week, it was publicized that if you are looking for corruption in Parliament, then only turn to the Senate, or, as it was put, Canada's dirty little secret, the anachronism imposed by Britain. And critics say, despite scandals, nothing will change and no one will be held accountable.
I would agree, probably agree with that. I'm very disappointed in them, and I think they should be getting some statesmen instead of politicians, because politicians, you don't have to have any training. Politicians get away with murder. They take away jobs, they ruin towns, you know? I don't like it at all.
It has forced senators to leave, and recently it was Pamela Walling who resigned from the Conservative caucus.
Adding to all this, this week, Senator Mike McDuffie resigned over an expense scandal.
But then news broke that Nigel Wright, Prime Minister Harper's chief of staff, revealed he wrote a $90,000 check to repay living expenses claimed by Senator Mike Duffie after Duffie was ordered to pay it back. Wright announced he is stepping down.
It's a crisis for the Senate. There you have more than 100 senators. Two or three have gotten into pretty deep trouble, and unfortunately it reflects badly on all the others.
I don't think that's right at all. No. Canada's mostly independent. They think their own way, but Harper seems to be like he thinks he's the king of Canada, you know, because he wants to be in again. He can't, you know. It's time to get him out because too much corruption and too much things going on, you know, and it's all, you know, it's all under the table until they start pulling it out.
Ray Novak, Harper's principal secretary, will now take over as chief of staff. Meanwhile, the investigation and speculation of what more is being hidden continues. Ashante Hathaway, Press TV, Montreal.